Mundo. I always pride myself on bringing nothing but great game to the table, cause I'm able. You hear me? To do out here to make it black open, and you are now experiencing the world famous Boss Mac Podcast. A-R-N-S, y'all. R-N motherfucking S. Oh yes, today is a beautiful day. Happy as fuck to be up in here doing this. Hey, you already know how I get down. The Boss Mac Topsoil is always happy to be right here, spitting high quality game right into this motherfucking microphone. God bless everybody that's tuned it in right now, fucking with the Boss Mac Topsoil, cause I know you could be somewhere else doing some other shit, listening to some other shit, you understand me? Yes, indeed. The Boss Mac Topsoil is in the building solo by himself, man. Grabbing the microphone one time for you, man, because I can. Shout out to the homie Boogaloo. You know the homie Boogaloo in Vegas. Shout out to Courtney Love. She at work somewhere. Getting paper, so the Boss Mac Topsoil is extra relevant for y'all motherfuckers right motherfucking now. You hear me? You know how we get down. The show is always brought to you by Boss Mac Streetwear. Go through Boss Mac Streetwear, cop some Boss Mac Streetwear. You see what I got on right here? This is like just to some, you know, some fly Boss Mac type shit you want to represent without a offensive word on it. You know, this is real cool. You know, various colorways of this here. But this orange and white is real fly Tennessee Volunteers type shit. But, you know, this is that good, vibrant, man. I'm offering this as a whole sweatsuit, but I'm offering the hoodie separately too. I'm gonna have that up on the stove. So go through Boss Mac Streetwear, cops of Boss Mac Streetwear, man. You know what I'm talking about. And also, you know, we put game on the shirt to make bitches wanna flirt. You know, our famous slogans: bitch relax, sour bitch free, bitch smile, one day at a time, bitch real ass, bitch real ass nigga. I got all types of shit for y'all niggas. Fuck with the Boss Mac Topsoil one time. I love y'all motherfuckers, trying to bless you. And also, if you need some game because you're struggling with them bitches in your life, man, you need a little bit of game. You need a little bit of game. Get at the Boss Mac Topsoil. Hit me up on Instagram at Boss Mac Topsoil, or go right into the description. It's a number down there. You could text me. I will get back to you. Email me however you can. Get at the Boss Mac Topsoil if you need game. Satisfied motherfuckers out there that I helped improve their stature with they bitches. I helped them improve their stature with they bitches. Holla at the Boss Mac Topsoil if you need that good game in your life, nigga. Yeah. Now, you know, I really had to come in, man, because, you know, it's a lot going on in the news right now, man, and the Boss Mac Topsoil got to be bringing you the worthy word. Because when I see sucker shit in the news, I got to speak on it. Niggas in the news! Niggas in the motherfucking news, and you already know, man, if the homie Boogaloo was here, he say y'all niggas need to stay out the motherfucking news. And I'm going to tell you, Quavo is in the motherfucking news. Quavo and his bitch, Sweetie. Quavo and his bitch, Sweetie. Did you see the video?
Time, if he not giving you a bargain, if he not paying for your bills, then throw that nigga back to the streets, okay?
Sweetie letting bitches know that you bitches out there, listen. Sweetie is letting y'all bitches know that if your nigga cannot get you a Birkin bag, you understand me, and a motherfucking, and pay your bills, then you gotta throw that nigga back to the streets. And Quavo stood it there like the sucker he is and validated that shit. Now, let me tell y'all niggas something, man. Right now, man, right now, I'm going to keep it 100, man. I cannot be mad at Sweetie, man. I like Sweetie. You understand me? Because Sweetie is doing what she got to do to climb to the top to challenge these other big bitches out there like Cardi B and what's the other bitch? She wanna compete with Cardi B and Megan. She want to get up there and compete with Cardi B and Megan and Sukiana and Mulatto and these types of bitches, then yes, she is doing it. She is showing bitches how to climb over a nigga and make a nigga look like a super motherfucking complete motherfucking sucker out here. Listen to me. Y'all listen to me. And Quavo, if you can hear the voice of the ball smack topsoil talking to you, man, because, you know, I know a lot of Atlanta niggas fuck with the ball smack topsoil. And I want to let it be known that my people's Quavo is demonstrating how to be a sucker, how to show suckerism, how to demonstrate what it is to be a sucker, to illustrate yourself as a sucker. Now, I think Quavo problems have to stem from the fact that Offset has got Cardi B on the team, and it just, you know what I'm saying, that's a whole lot of pressure over there. So I see that he seeked it out a bitch like that. And actually, I think Sweetie might be a little bit more dangerous because she a little bit more focused, a little bit more, you know. But anyway, man, for a bitch to come out and say some shit like that and then make the facial expressions, because she showed a whole lot of masculinity in there, man. See, when you look at that, you see a whole lot of masculinity in the bitch, and you see a lot of femininity in the nigga Quavo right there. See, what you're seeing right there, man, is the essence of high suckerism right there, man. And you don't want to be in that. You. Listen, let me tell you something, man. A lot of y'all niggas out there, you know, sometimes you really got a Mac for the audience. You understand me? You got a Mac for the audience, you understand me? And what I mean by that, man, is you really don't want to let yourself be seen as a sucker like that. You know, when you let yourself be seen as a sucker, you want to do demonstrations. You want to do demonstrations, you understand me? You want to show yourself torturing a bitch versus yourself looking like a sucker if you're going to be doing it, you understand me? Because when you demonstrate the suckerism, you get painted as a sucker. We all see you as a sucker. You understand me? All right. Clearly, even when the niggas put out the whole how he acquired the bitch, you know what I'm saying? The sending of the snowflake and I'm a glacier boy. And, you know, the bitch saying what's happening, man. It all bespoke of, I got plenty money to trick off, man. I'm tricking out here. I'm heavy tricking. I'm heavy tricking. Heavy tricking, man. We live in, these bitches out here got the whole society lit up in the heavy tricking. You understand me? Heavy tricking. That bitch got about 8 Birkins. He probably bought them all. 8. Bitch. The bitch got, the bitch be doing Birkin commercials out there on TikTok. All him tricking. You might as well put Quavo face on all them in her little Birkin videos and shit on TikTok. Sweetie Birkin videos to be popping. Put Quavo face on them motherfuckers. The sucker. These niggas, man, I'm telling you, man, the Migos is not gonna have no more hits, man. These niggas is, Quavo is gone, bro. Like, that, see when your bitch run amok like that, it kind of made me think about 21 Savage, you know, when he was holding up the I'm a Ho sign for Amber Rose out there at the slut walking. I happened to visualize that with my own eye, man, because, you know, I was out there with motherfucking Mariah Lynn observing that shit. And when I saw a nigga with the I'm a Ho sign, I said, oh my God, man, I'm sad for 21 Savage, man. He looked like he overwhelmed by the pussy. He's lost his mind. He on some sucker shit. He doing whatever the bitch want to do. That's what I see when I look at Quavo. I see Quavo is gone. The pussy is overwhelming him. He's not there. And when I look at him and I see a nigga dealing with that type of bitch, like, I always say, man, niggas get exposed, man, when you fuck with real-ass bitches, man. When suckers fuck with real-ass bitches, man, you see exposure, man. It's exposure quickly. It get ugly fast. It get ugly fast, man. I'm telling you, man. And, you know, that's a bad look, man. I was embarrassed for Quavo when I saw that. Made me have to come on here and do a podcast, man. He inspired me to do a podcast. It was the young niggas out there listening to the Boss Mac Topsoil, man, that's not the way to go, man. Don't believe what you saw from Quavo and that bitch. Listen to me. That's not the way, man. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, a bitch shouldn't even want a motherfucking Birkin bag before a motherfucking house. But, you know, we in another dimension out here, man. We in another dimension out here. I guess some of the bitches be like, yeah, give me the Birkin bag because I'm going to flip that. And I could flip that into some, you know, I could just flip that into some racks when I need it. This shit brazy, man. Shit is brazy. Shout out to that. Shout out to Sweetie. Hey, look, another nigga in the news. Hey man, it's getting wild out here, man. I just saw this. These Milwaukee bitches out here, man. Check this out. These Milwaukee bitches off the chain.
Brad, Erica, they targeted the men of River North. They came here with vials of alcohol that were incredibly potent, a gun with a laser sight on it, and a vision to get rich quick.
Tiana Trammell is a Milwaukee mother of one, pregnant with her second. Tawana Rainey is a single mom who works as a phlebotomist at this Milwaukee hospital, performing blood transfusions and drawing blood. But since the beginning of the year, the two were drawing in victims to a scheme prosecutors say landed them more than $85,000 in other people's money. The most recent case, Saturday night. Investigators say they arranged to meet a man from a dating app at this River North bar. The man didn't know the vial of alcohol they plied him with would lead to an instant blackout. What the Milwaukee duo didn't know, a tracker had been placed on their Nissan. In this case, their getaway back to Wisconsin would stall. When their car didn't start, their arrest came just minutes later. But in past cases, prosecutors say they'd sometimes go back to a man's house and rob him. On another occasion, one was left at the Lake Forest Oasis, only to find his phone, jewelry, and wallet missing. Authorities say they have surveillance videos of Target and Walmart stores back in Wisconsin, where they would rack up big bills on the credit cards of their victims, maxing out ATM transactions.
And when would you say that things got out of control?
Federal agents telling CBS2 this sounds like a movie. Namely, the movie Hustlers with Jennifer Lopez, where wealthy men at nightclubs become the target of scheming groups of women. Just like the movie, these women are behind bars. As investigators say, others, part of the ring, are now being sought as well. Authorities say Trammell was the mastermind, part of all 10 of these schemes, that it was her car and her gun that was found inside that vehicle. Ms. Rainey believed to be part of 4 of the 10 schemes. Because this went from Illinois into Wisconsin, across state lines, that could change the landscape of this case moving forward, and we'll stay on top of that too. Live in River North, Chris Tye, CBS 2 News.
I, Milwaukee bitches, setting up dates, with motherfuckers online, drugging motherfuckers and robbing motherfuckers. You feel me? Drugging motherfuckers and robbing motherfuckers. Now, listen. These types of crimes, man, I always say this, man. And no matter what, I know niggas is not gonna feel me. Niggas ain't feeling me. Niggas don't feel me when I say shit like this, but I'm going to repeat this again, and I've said this before. If you're not thirsty, nothing bad can happen to you. You understand me? If you're not thirsty, nothing bad can happen to you. You feel me? Now, I know a lot of motherfuckers out here is, you know, niggas is, I get it. Niggas be just needing some pussy bad. Niggas just need some pussy bad. Fuck it. I'm online. I'm on Tinder. I'm on all this shit. I'm trying to meet some bitches. I'm ready to pay. I want to pay for some pussy. Thirsty motherfuckers, man, out here, man. These bitches is not motherfucking playing. Now, I ain't saying that. I get it. You got to buy some pussy. I get it. But I'm just saying, if you not thirsty, nothing bad can happen. I ain't even really mad at these bitches doing that shit. I ain't mad at these bitches. These bitches probably got souflexed by 8 different ruthless niggas, and they done arrived at the point where fuck men. Yeah, I get it. You know? It is a dangerous time out here right now, bro. It's a dangerous time out here right now, bro. If you're not thirsty, nothing bad can happen to you. You feel me? If you're not thirsty, nothing bad can happen to you. If you're thirsty and you're out there, something bad can happen to you. You feel me? Hey, man, feel the ball smack. What the ball smack talking, man? Let me look at this motherfucker. Let me pull up my notes. Pull up my notes, man. It's a beautiful motherfucking day, man. Beautiful vibrations all around. Feeling good, man. You know what? I wanted to take a moment and address the last Ball Smack podcast, the MC8 is a snitch episode. And I wanted to take some time and acknowledge that that was a little bit different for the Ball Smack topsoil. You know, it's unfortunate we had to do 8 like that. And, you know, but what I wanted to do is I wanted to bring that up because, you know, niggas fuck with the Ball Smack topsoil because they need game. They want to hear a real nigga conversation and they want to hear game and shit. And a lot of niggas want to hear, you know, how to get bitches to act right and what can I do to get bitches more cooperative and listening to me and, you know, submission. You know what I'm saying? And a part of that is character and integrity of the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, when I speak, bottom line, man, I feel like niggas get out here and holler at bitches, right? You be out and about and you see a bitch, you feel you like a bitch, you holler at a bitch. You doing your thing out there, man, you know. Be on dating sites and whatever. But really, one of the best ways to add bitches to the team is because your reputation precedes itself. Because you's a solid motherfucker, you's a real ass nigga. In my world, that count a lot. In the world that I live in, niggas I fuck with and shit. You know, your reputation kind of precede itself. It's a lot of bitches who know, you know what I'm saying, what you stand for, some things about you, you know. And one of those things is shit like snitching. You know what I'm saying? He's not a snitch. We know he got a good, credible track record out here in these streets. You feel me? Do you have a good, credible track record out here in these streets? Wherever you are. You know what I'm saying? Do you have a good, credible track record? Do you have blemishes in your shit? Like, 8. That's a blemish. That says something about who you are. You know what I'm saying? You know? A lot of niggas mad at that we did him like that. A lot of niggas mad. A lot of niggas don't want to accept it. Like we did something wrong. But that's something that nigga did. You feel me? He did that. You feel me? And that's what I want to talk about. Real nigga shit. Real nigga shit. Being a real ass nigga is a very difficult thing because you have to be vigilant. You got to be vigilant. You got to be vigilant because you got to be aware of the pitfalls of sucker shit, of shit that make you not a real ass nigga. Every day, concern about our character. We make sure that we walk the line, man. Just like Johnny Cash, I walk the line around this motherfucker. Because we do not know, you got to make sure that your reputation is good out here. You know what I'm saying? And it's so many different things that put a blemish on it. So be mindful of the motherfuckers that's around you, that you listen to, the motherfuckers that you give credit to, the motherfuckers that surround you that influence any of your behaviors, thoughts, you have to be vigilant for motherfuckers that is not on 100 real motherfucking statuses and foundation and real shit. Example, like when I talk about that the 8 shit, right? What happened to 8? He was in a situation where he was famous gangster worldwide after Menace to Society, right? He's fucking with a lawyer. So his lawyer brought him a gangster with a bag. So right there, you doing some, when you accept cash money from a gangster, you know what I'm saying? We ain't did it the right way with a check and from your business, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we gonna write this off on taxes, all that. You didn't do it right. You accepted the bag from the gangster coming through your lawyer who you don't know shit about. You understand me? You don't know shit about the lawyer who probably was a white boy. So you doing gangster shit through somebody you don't know. So when motherfuckers get caught, they tell. Listen, you better be mindful of who you fucking with. If you doing any, and you know, I ain't trying to be educating niggas on criminal shit or nothing like that, but I'm just saying. Blemishes to your real nigga credibility. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta be mindful of who you fucking with. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna dwell there long. I just wanted to tap into that a little bit. You know, and in the future, you may see more stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's all in the spectrum of real nigga shit. You know, it's all in the spectrum of it. All right. I kind of got some shit I want to. Oh, yeah. Another thing I wanted to tap into. I got hit up by a nigga on Instagram. Yeah, I got hit up on a nigga on the gram. When you see this, you know I'm talking to you. He wanted me to speak on anger. He wanted me to speak on anger. Anger. Fucking up young niggas. Anger. Fucking up young niggas. Niggers. Anger. Fucking up young niggas. All right. It's a lot of niggas that have fucked up lives. Shit happen. You know, shit happens. You in a fucked up house. You know, you in fucked up conditions. You know what I'm saying? Abuse, whatever. Lack of money. Moms don't give a fuck about you. Pops don't give a fuck about you. Whatever happened, you got all this anger, rage, come up in a fucked up community, broke. Niggas be raging. One thing I noticed, man, I know it's a lot of niggas. It's several niggas watching this podcast right now who have some dangerous anger management issues, man. I know some niggas who turned into psychopaths out here in these streets because of their anger management issues. You understand me? Psychopaths. You know what I'm saying? And they and respected high level, you know what I'm saying? Niggas, hey, Grim Reaper niggas, anger. And what I could say about that, honestly, man, this is how I feel, man. This is on God, this is how I feel right here, man. I feel like anger is a demon. It's some type of anger is a demon. And I know niggas would be like, hey, this motherfucker talking about Bible shit again, man. I'm just saying, man, look. I have seen niggas get possessed by anger. You know what I'm saying? Until niggas just become anger. Like, niggas just become rage. You know what I'm saying? And to me, that's like one of the many downfalls of niggas, man. I know it's affect everybody, but many niggas, man, that I seen in the soil, man, niggas raging, man, like out of control, like, you know what I'm saying? And it always lead to rash decisions, rash, you know, fucking you up. So a nigga hit me up. He was like, "Boss Mac, talk about anger. Talk about how niggas be carrying around this rage, man. Listen, all I can say is, man, you know, the way to get that out, hey, man, I'm going to say right now, you got a lot of anger, nigga, go jogging, nigga, run 5 miles, nigga. You mad as fuck, run 5 miles, nigga. You won't be mad when you finish that, I promise you, nigga. 5 miles, go run 5 miles. You mad, go run, raging, 5 miles, nigga. Let me tell you something. Also, hey, man, you know, you raging, you got that anger in you, man. Hey, I hate to be sounding like a religious fanatic out here, but man, you take it to God, bro. Take it to God. Ask God to help you with that. Get in them Psalms, man. Read some Psalms, man. Read off about 5 or 6 Psalms, 7 Psalms, bro. Go in there and pick out some Psalms, man. Read some Psalms. Calm down. Relax, bro. Take some time. Meditate in the morning just a little while. Just give God about 15 minutes to a half hour. At least, really, I think like a half hour. Really, I think like about a half hour. Relax, focus. You feel me? And know that no matter what, whenever, even if it's grounds to be angered, even if it's grounds to be raging, all drama is best delivered cold, not hot. You understand me? All drama is best delivered cold and not hot, bro. Cold and not hot. Hear me, nigga. Anger is a demon, bro. Anger don't have no bottom, bro. It don't have no bottom. It's all consuming with no wind. And I'm gonna tell you, man, all y'all niggas to move around with that rage. Y'all niggas to move around with that rage. Remember, man. All it take is one bullet to kill you, bro. One bullet. All it take is one bullet to kill you. Not two, not three. One bullet. With your raging. You feel me? So, hey, bro, I hope that's good for you, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, man, a lot of niggas be suffering from that right there. All right. Let me flow and glow some more. Oh. I want to put this out here, man. It's going to sound like some stupid shit, but I want to speak on this, man. Niggas going to be tripping off of this. But look, you know the Ball Smack got a cat, man. You know the Ball Smack have a cat. And, you know, I did an experiment on my cat, man. Like, you know, at the beginning of the year, I decided, I was like, you know what? I'm going to hook the cat up with top of the line food. Like, I'm going to go top of the line food. And, you know, still the dry cat food, but top of the line. And to where it even smelled good when you open it. Not to like I'm eating none, but you know when you open the bag, it just smelled good, you know, fresh. Anyway, top of the line cat food. Upgraded the bowl. The cat got a real nice cat bowl. The elevated and the water thing. And I made sure I kept the cat food full. You know what I'm saying? You know, if it get close to the bottom, fill it back up. I swear to God, the cat notices this and is in the cat is just in a bomb happy personality. You can just see that the cat is just thankful and happy as fuck. And so what the cat does is the cat makes sure she does her job. Every time I step in the crib, the cat is greeting me at the door with happiness. The cat will come and wake me up in the morning at like about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning because she know I'm supposed to get up at around that time. So she will come in there and wake me up in the morning. Then the cat comes into my office and the cat will come in there and be like, "What's up? I just came to say what's up, see how you was doing, rub up against the leg. You good? All right, man, I just came to check on you." And then leave out the room. You understand me? The cat, it's a bitch too. It's a bitch. The cat is a bitch. It's an amazing process. The cat does her job. It's crazy. Anyway, all right. Do I have another nigga in the news? Do I have another? Let me see. What do I got? I know I got another nigga in the news. Nah, okay, let's do reader, listener, email. Reader, listener, email. Reader, listener, email. And a nigga from Los Angeles writes to Ball Smack. He says, "Ball Smack, I'm a young nigga out here doing my thing. I have a wholesome rotation of cool bitches on deck. Even with the Rona, everything has been super velvet. So velvet that a long lost bad bitch I had on the team returned. A few years ago, she dumped me after she caught me with evidence of other bitches in the crib. She left me and married a nigga. And now, after 3 years, she's back on my line heavy. She has been blessing me with business opportunities, money, groceries, and etc. She has also started to press me for dick, but I haven't folded. The bitch is still married. She says her husband and her are doing bad and on the verge of divorce. How should I play this? I have been tempted to fuck several times. All right. You know, I think coronavirus is just testing all married relationships. It's just being tested heavily, man, because you just got to, you know what I mean? And, you know, y'all know how I feel, man. Adultery is always bad, man. Adultery is bad. Adultery is bad. At this point, I'm not sure if I would even accept, like, I don't know if I would accept money or physical gifts or anything from a married bitch right now, man. I just feel like God is punishing you for that shit. Now, if a bitch want to give me some business opportunity, she want to shoot me some ideas, connect me with some shit, I'll probably do that. I'll do that. But as far as accepting any gifts, anything from a married bitch, I'm not doing it. I know a lot of y'all niggas don't give a fuck out there, but I really believe that I really believe God will fuck you up for the adultery type shit, man. Once you know a bitch is married, once you have the awareness, it's one thing if a bitch lying to you. And you still, listen, and even if you read in the Bible, even in the Bible, Abraham, I ain't got my Bible right here. I will read that story to you. Abraham went to Egypt and he was with his wife and he was like, lie and say you my sister. Lie and say you my sister. Then the Pharaoh was like, yo, I'm finna put your sister on the team. Then they start having all kind of bad luck. Curses was coming. And then the Pharaoh figured out like, hey, man, this is your wife? Why didn't you tell me? You know what I'm saying? So even if you don't know, man, I'm telling y'all, man, I know y'all motherfuckers, a lot of motherfuckers don't believe me when I be saying that shit, bro. Like, niggas don't want to believe me when I say that shit, bro. Adultery will fuck you up. Look, let me point out some shit, man. I know a lot of motherfuckers ain't gonna like this, but look. Look at Jhené Aiko and Sean, what's his name? Big Sean? Jhené Aiko and Big Sean. Jhené Aiko got pregnant and lost her baby. You know, Jhené and them did some adultery. That was some adultery when she started fucking with Big Sean. That was some adultery right there, bro. And I know they might send the killers. They might get mad that I'm saying some shit like that. But I'm just pointing out a little shit like that, man. I'm telling y'all motherfuckers, man. Motherfuckers don't be believing me, man, when I be saying shit like that. Like, that's why, man, look, bro, like, it is really important because another nigga I know, man, he fucking with a bitch and she got one of these little undercover marriages going. Like, she done married, like, a little foreigner for some money on the low. Nigga don't even know that shit. And he just with this bitch, you feel me? And then you find out motherfuckers is married on the low. Niggas start having all type of bad luck and shit. You don't, motherfuckers don't realize. Bro, I'm trying to tell you, man, listen. Adultery, bro, is bad. Adultery is bad. Adultery is bad. Adultery is bad, bro. Don't, you know what I mean? So, I wouldn't fuck with that. You know what I mean? I keep the team wholesome. I keep the team wholesome with what I got. And I let that fade out until she handled that. And it's something different going on because I can't, you know what I mean? I can't get caught up. I can't be getting caught up in no bullshit like that. You know what I'm talking about? Like, because then, like, you know, you bitches be selfish, man. Like, a bitch will tell you some shit like that. Next thing you know, you out somewhere and a nigga walk up on you and tell you, you know, yeah, you been going out with my wife. Her husband and tracked you down to have a conversation. You like, what the fuck? Nigga be taking this shit super serious. You thought they was about to get a divorce. The nigga taking it super motherfucking serious, ready to kill some shit. You know what I mean? You on some bullshit, man. Telling you, man. Man, it's been a lot of way out shit happening, man. It's been a lot of way out shit, man. It's a lot of way out energy in the air right now, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of. Oh, shout out to Kanye West on Joe Rogan today, man. That was pretty dope. I saw Kanye West on Joe Rogan. Kanye West on Joe Rogan. I thought it was pretty dope. That nigga, you know, I thought, you know, he handled that. A nice 3-hour podcast. That nigga was on a rant. That nigga Kanye was on a rant for 3 hours. All Joe had to do was just sit there and listen to him go for 3 hours. Kanye got some good ideas, man. Kanye got some good ideas. He, you know, man, I don't know. I might vote for Kanye. I might have to throw my vote for Kanye out there, man. Just fuck it, man. On some GP, man. Write it in. Fuck it. Vote for Kanye, man. Because it's wild out there right now. This shit is wild in a motherfucker. But anyway, Kanye on Rogan, man. If y'all ain't got to check that out yet. I thought it was pretty dope. Nigga got a lot of good ideas, man. I mean, he got a lot of good ideas. He was talking crazy, you know. He said they assassinated Bob Marley and. Assassinated Bob Marley, Bruce Lee, and Bruce Lee's son, and who else? Prince and Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? But it's cool though. He still has some good ideas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. I can't really hate on Kanye on there, man. Y'all go watch that, man. It'll definitely make you think differently about that nigga. You gonna look at that and be like, I think a little differently about this nigga right now. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, another. Wait. Okay. Another nigga and a nose. All right, man. This is Brazy right here, man. We got Now, I don't know what to say about this, man. If a nigga, okay, we got a nigga that got caught cheating on his wife, right? Nigga got caught cheating on his wife. And he swear the phone is broke. He took the phone to the phone shop. And he put $100 in, and he told the dude to say the phone is unfixable. Let's check it out.
So this customer and his wife came in earlier, and they gave me his phone to fix. I was like, all right, give me an hour. I'll finish it for you. I came in the back. I opened it up, and this is what I found inside. What do you guys think I should do? Should I tell her or keep the 100?
iPhone 7?
Yeah, 7.
I didn't fix it because, like, I opened it and this is what was inside.
Oh.
And, like, just, I don't want nothing to do with it. Like, I don't want you guys to get me involved in this. I know it's just business, but...
Are you fucking serious? He think he's so fucking slick. He paid you $100 to keep it broke. I'm going to pay you $200. To get it fixed. I want it fixed. I want to see what he been fucking doing. I want it fixed right motherfucking now. Right now, $200. You get paid $100 for it to stay broke. I'm going to pay you $200 to make it fixed. I want it fixed. Okay. I want it fixed.
I mean, I'll fix it for you, but, like, I don't want nothing to do with it, okay? Yeah, like, I just feel bad because I want you to know the truth, but it's none of my business. Like, I don't want
to... Don't worry about it. This has nothing to do with you.
Okay.
Nothing to do with you.
Okay.
Fix it.
Now you can see that for no reason, this motherfucker just snitched on this nigga. Now, what would be the motivation to snitch on a nigga, to ruin a nigga like that? What do you think it is? See, what it is really that's that I low key hate niggas. That's that low key I hate niggas. And deep in that motherfucker's mind, by snitching on a nigga, this dude think he have, like, a remote shot at putting a bitch on the team, really, I think. I think he really, in his mind, he feel like he, see, we ain't gonna see how this all play out, but in his mind, he feel like some kind of way he gonna be able to put in his bid, and he gonna be able to put the bitch on the team or something. Because it ain't no reason to snitch, man. And the bitch did offer him $200 to fix it, but see, my phone dude would have looked out for me, man. I wouldn't even had to pay him that much. He would have just did it for me, man. Just on the strength of our business relationship. Okay, yeah, another nigga in the news. I want to shout out Amber Rose on No Jumper. Amber Rose on No Jumper. She just went on there and shitted on Kanye. Said Kanye didn't want to let her go. You know, he shitted on her for 10 years. I think Kanye really was just mad because she blew up and was able to maintain without him and to be her own entity. But anyway, I was tripping off of Amber Rose on No Jumper because she was admitting to how when she had 21 Savage out there at the slut walk with the sign that killed off their relationship.
The sign that says, I'm a hoe. That was a viral moment that we all loved. No, actually, he that's what he wanted to do. And okay. I think that was ultimately the demise of our relationship.
Really? You think that's where it started?
Yeah, I think so.
In what way? Like
I think that he was being very supportive. And he was like, man, I should hold a sign that says I'm a hoe too. And I was like, that would be really great for feminism. Like, slut walk, you know, you're a rapper and like...
just admit it. We all know you're a hoe.
Well, black men are always looked at to be very hyper masculine. And I think this would be a great moment. He's like, yo, I'm down. So I got the sign made and everything. And he held it up. And then after that, I think the internet just went in on him too much. And it was just not, it wasn't good after that.
Wow. That's just so crazy.
And I was thinking, I was like, man. I wonder if the Boss Mac Topsoil had something to do with that because, you know, the Boss Mac Topsoil, I dropped the show. I dropped the 21 Sucker at the Slut Walk show because, you know, I thought he had did real damage to his credibility by being there like that with that bitch. I was just like, look at this nigga gone. Nigga holding up on my whole sign. But anyway, yeah, she said that by him holding up the I'm a whole sign, that led to the demise of their relationship. And, you know, I like to think I woke a nigga up like, hey, man, you can't be doing sucker shit like that. It's just a bad look, man. You know what I'm saying? You were supposed to just fuck Amber Rose a couple times, hang out with her, man, let it leave at that, man. You wasn't supposed to wife her, man. Come on, 21 Savage, man. You a young nigga. You wasn't. But anyway, it's in the past. But anyway. Yeah. All right. It was some other shit. I can't remember what I was supposed to speak on. This sweetie shit, bro. If he ain't getting you a Birkin bag and paying your rent, man, that's just so legendary, man. She just really fucked up Quavo with that. That was really cold, man. That was really cold. That was really cold. Also, shout out to Amber Rose once again for coming on. Also for coming on her Twitter and Instagram and getting motherfuckers to shoot her more money. On her birthday, getting motherfuckers to break bread to her. It's amazing how rich motherfuckers get broke motherfuckers to donate more money to their richness. That shit is amazing to me. Shout out to that. Shout out to that. And let me see. Also, a lot of niggas, man, y'all, you know, a lot of niggas get caught up in their emotions with bitches and put hands on bitches. And it's a lot of hands on bitches. And I always felt like there's more strategic ways to handle out of control bitches and to be able to deal with wild bitches and still be able to communicate to get across a point of correction and be able to sit a bitch down. Now, I saw this video. I thought it was real cool. I think niggas should use this type of method in dealing with bitches, man, because it's always beneficial. I always thought the use of water was always good.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Go home, girl.
Oh, my God.
You're going to lose that battle.
Okay, now I think maybe we should call somebody. You think?
Yeah.
Please get off my property.
Is it 911?
I will defend myself on my property. Get off my property.
Yeah. Probably call 911.
Do you want me to call?
And another nigga in the news. this kind of a weird nigga in the news right here. You know, Dwight Howard, man. Shitted on his son. Didn't have his son out there for in the finals to celebrate his championship with him. You know, his baby mama. I don't know. Let's see. What'd she say? Imagine watching the love of your life or someone you cared about become a terrible parent, ignore their child's emotional needs for the sake of ego and pride, and literally leave their other child to be taken care of by a babysitter for, say, 2 months. Imagine they ignore their children and neglect speaking to them. Would you root for them if they won anything? Would you support that person publicly? So much darkness.
As of right now, I hate you. And I'm not saying this because someone told me to. I actually hate you. You don't talk to me at all. Once Layla gets as old as me, she's gonna feel the same way. You don't talk to any of us. We made you a Roblox account so you could play with us when you're in Atlanta. We're here. Do you ever play on it? No. Don't ever play with us. Only time you do something with us is if we're with you, and that's rarely when we're with you. Every time we go to the house, we're always by Mama V. All of our parents have said we don't need a nanny.
So much darkness. That's why niggas can't be fucking raw, bro. You can't be, you know, when you fuck bitches raw that you don't like, that you don't know the bitch, you fucking bitches raw, and you bust nuts and you have kids and kids that you have kids and bitches that you don't know, that it's really your enemy and it caused you to hate the bitch and the kid and every, bro, all of this could be solved with lack of thirstiness. I know I'm all over the place, man, but everything come back to thirstiness, bro. Like, it's just everything come back to thirstiness. 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 You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, you know what, man? I just wanted to say, really, really, this show was me just coming in to kind of tap into the sweetie shit, man. The sweetie shit was so amazing to me to see Quavo stand there and, you know, let that bitch just say some wild shit, man. I mean, you know, it just demanded a response, man. Don't be that nigga, man. Don't be Quavo, man. Don't be Quavo. Don't be Quavo. That's not a good look. We don't agree with that message. You understand me? If anything, we don't agree with that message. Ball Smack Topsoil don't agree with that message. You know what I'm talking about? Let me see. think that's it. I'm a hold up, man. I think I'm a hold up. Do I have any? Oh shit, wait a minute. Let me see. Let me just check something right quick and see if. I don't wanna miss some shit. I don't wanna miss shit. Let me see. Shout out to Mr. Licario, man. Mr. Licario got the Boss Mike buzzing a little bit. Yeah, that's it, man. And let me check the Yeah, we good. Yeah, we good, man. All right.
Thank you for coming out. The Top Mac Nigga Show is a Boss Mac Industries production. Put your hands together for a special musical guest. I ain't gonna even say no name.